Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. L.D. Barker as we talk about a veterinary producer-client relationship in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a great Superior Video Livestock Auction opportunity for you to buy some great yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage coming up on the Tallgrass Video Auction Friday, June 24th. It'll be originating live from the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas. Happening on Friday, June 24th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll also have yearlings from the Nebraska Sandhills coming in as well. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. SuperiorLivestock.com. The broadcast, by the way, will be exclusively on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Coming up, the Tallgrass Video Auction, yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage from Superior Livestock on Friday, June 24th, originating from Emporia, Kansas. And remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. After the 1st of January 2017, if you're a beef cattle producer and you want to use an antibiotic in feed on your cattle, you're going to have something called a VFD, a veterinary feed directive. And the only way you can get a VFD is to establish a veterinary producer-client relationship. Dr. L.D. Barker, veterinarian out of Newcastle, Oklahoma, says that a VFD is just a small part of what a veterinary client-producer relationship should actually offer a cattle producer. It should allow him to be able to get his arms completely around an animal health care program for his beef cattle herd. And that includes identifying and attacking things like BRD, bovine respiratory disease, which is the leading problem for beef cattle producers in this country.
And it can be prevented by vaccine protocols or recipes, you know, for success in immunization. But then we've got to look at all the entities within the nutrition. If we're trace mineral deficient, they got a parasite load. All those things diminish. If we've got some viruses now that are an immunosuppressor, that like the BVD or the PI, we call them, if they're in a herd, I mean, you just waste your vaccine in the process because if they're depressed, they're not going to immunize. So we've got to address all those. We see a lot of cattle out of southeastern United States comes off the small operations, 10-cow herds. They have not addressed the protein, you know, they hadn't addressed nutrient values, hadn't addressed, you know, any vaccine protocols. They maybe don't deworm. And then they market a calf that's deficient, and a calf that's probably get all their trace minerals as calves. They get it in utero, not out of the milk, and they deplete out about 60 days. If we don't address it, their immune system is not programmed, and when we get them, they can be a real disaster.
For that producer that is looking at maybe trying to bring some animals into their herd, what do they need to do? How do they protect themselves?
I think the big issue, and it's coming out of this feed directive and everything, they need to develop a relationship with a veterinarian. Get a hold of a good food animal practitioner and sit down with them and invite them out to the place. Say, this is what I got, this operation, what I need to do in facilities. Because sometimes just within the way we handle livestock and how we do them is very stressful on them. And we can create issues. We do a lot of times. But not doing the quality assurance, but not changing out needles like anaplasm. I think some of the biggest vectors is through the needle, not necessarily the flies and the horse flies and the bandages and ticks and all those. That these things create issues. So there's so many things that we can do through that format and things that it can add to the program and good vaccination protocol to reach it and see what their needs are.
Veterinarian Dr. L.D. Barker, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattleman.org. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.